In a 5-4 ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court says New York Governor Andrew Cuomo may not limit the number of people allowed to attend religious services in areas deemed coronavirus hotspots. Last night's ruling temporarily blocks the governor's executive order. The court says Cuomo's order violated the First Amendment and actively discriminated against religious institutions. Australia's public broadcaster is reporting the country's military is moving to dismiss at least 10 members of its special forces. This follows the release of findings from a 4-year investigation into suspected war crimes committed in Afghanistan by Australia's elite troops. NPR's Dia Hadid has more.
Australia's ABC says the 10 soldiers are suspected to be witnesses to alleged murders carried out by other elite soldiers. It's the first known action taken against Australian Special Forces since a damning inquiry was released last Thursday by the Australian Defence Force. It recommended that 19 soldiers be criminally investigated for the killings of 39 Afghan men. Human rights activists have called on more countries, particularly the US, to conduct their own investigations.
Last week's report does not identify any of the 19 soldiers implicated. Downed trees and power lines and flooded streets are reported today along India's southern coast. That's where a cyclone came ashore early this morning with winds of about 80 miles per hour. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.
It's Morning Edition on CPR News, and thanks for listening this morning. There's a lot more ahead, and sunny skies for much of the state today. This is CPR News.